Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Teevan, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, I may have an interesting but difficult topic for you, and it's about the nice guy. I know what you're thinking, but it's not that type of nice guy. It's not the nice guy who's nice to you because they want to get with a woman. It's the nice guy that likes to dispel false rumors about men. For example, I was nice to a former female friend who lived with her sister and her husband with her unemployed boyfriend. Now remember that topic I requested a while back about where I was cruel, where I offered her and her boyfriend or baby daddy a place to live free in exchange for working as a maid in my apartment. She would work 4 to 6 hours a day and be off on the weekends and keep the tips. But her boyfriend said not to talk to her again, even though we've actually known each other for 10 years and they've dated for only 2 years. Now she had a fallout with the boyfriend and wants that sweet deal that I offered her 4 years ago. And I said, don't darken my doorstep. In the end, she tried to sue me for not letting her live for free, but she lost. I made the offer out of kindness and pity because where she was staying reeked of wet dog, and she was always complaining about being worked like a slave and not getting anything for it. A different time I was at an event, and I wanted to tell you these stories last year, but couldn't because of court reasons. But now on to the story. I saw the two girls didn't have enough for a service item that this place gives, so I offered to pay and told them I wanted nothing in return. But we didn't understand each other because while I said I wanted nothing, they tried to give me what they had left. So I'm thinking they don't actually want to feel like they owe me anything. So I offered to pay because this was an event I was hosting with my friends and girlfriend. They said no and I said cool and left it at that. 30 minutes later I got accused of sexual harassment, but they didn't know about my ace up my sleeve, which is because one of the employees told me that I could not vlog the event. But I decided to be defiant and secretly record it. But the most upsetting thing is that they refused to see my proof, so I sued and won. And what I sued them for, in case anyone's wondering, was ironically sexism and discrimination. It makes no sense that a man could be nice to another man and be respected for it. But if he's nice towards another woman, they must think or believe that he wants her body. My last story is an example of a woman seeing kindness as a way to get with them, even though we know it takes more than kindness to do so. I was with my girlfriend and she saw that a woman lost her movie ticket for Endgame, and she thought that I should buy her a new one, and she blew up about it. Now this woman was about a 4 in my opinion on the look scale, from 1 to 10. She was old, fat, and unattractive, and she thought I wanted to get with her after the movie. I turned to my girlfriend in front of her and said, this is why I don't do nice things anymore, and introduced my girlfriend to her, and that it was her idea that I approach you with this offer of paying for your movie tickets. So here's what I learned. Don't be a nice guy to try and get a date, and don't be a nice guy just for the heck of it. Well, Teevan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays, or I Get Around, where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the treat women like dirt, and they're more likely to drink your schwing schwang squirt. Clown World Show. Growing up, I've always heard the saying in school, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Unfortunately for me, no one mentioned that rule doesn't apply to women. In the case of women, it's more like do unto women as you would have them do unto men that they put in the friend zone. That first story about the woman that you wanted to make your maid, she clearly had a jealous boyfriend. He didn't see it as you simply doing her a favor. He interpreted it as a poorly disguised excuse for bringing her over and sleeping with her where you had plausible deniability to do so. He was probably paranoid and insecure and couldn't understand why someone would be nice and do something altruistic for somebody else without trying to get with them. Like the majority of women out there, he probably didn't understand that sometimes the reward for doing good deeds is the good deed itself, and how it makes us feel. It just shows me he was more simp than man. I think the rule with regards to doing women favors should be that no good deed goes unpunished. If a man is nice to another man, it's usually appreciated. But if a man shows that he's nice to any woman, it's a show of weakness, and women hate weak men. They also tend to create conflict when giving away free stuff and favors to others, but do it as leverage or to have social currency over somebody else. So when you're nice and generous to a woman, she feels as though she's in your debt and that you could cash out at any point later. Women give gifts to other women to one-up each other, but for men, looking from the outside, it looks like generosity. More often than not, it's usually generosity with the man's money. Even the writer and philosopher Ayn Rand believed in the virtues of selfishness, and that for both men and women, altruism was a disease. That just shows me that she believed that men are or should be as selfish as women, and she used to espouse this philosophy saying that it applies to all. This world is rather weird because our instinct as men, if we're rational and moral, is to treat women well, expecting respect. But ironically, when we treat them poorly, they treat you with respect. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Kind of like my third grade teacher, who was super disciplined. It wasn't fun being in his classroom, and I learned more than I did in 1 year than all the other years before combined with female teachers. He looked and acted like Mr. Strickland from Back to the Future. Ironically, girls that were brought into his classroom were taken out by their mothers as quickly as they came in. They probably complained to their mothers that it wasn't fun and all they did was learn stuff, and there was no dancing or toys in the classroom except a programmable computer. It seems to me that male kids need constructive cruelty and discipline, but with so many female teachers out there, the boys never get socialized properly. Quite often in the manosphere, we say that many women are like grown-up children. Therefore, it makes sense that we treat them the same way Mr. Strickland treats Marty McFly, so they might learn that there's consequences to their actions. But I digress. As for your second story, Teevan, with the two women that tried to get you on a false allegation, it's crazy to think that these two women, when you were generous with them, got so pissed off that they went after you legally. And then you sued them after the fact and won. Where do you live? In California, where all women are to be believed and any evidence proving their lies must be burned. These two women obviously didn't want to be in your debt for you covering their tab. They still wanted to give you some money, but as you were saying, it made them feel bad when you said no. So they retaliated by punishing you with that false allegation. Women absolutely hate it to be in a man's debt, because then he can go around and tell people that they were cheap because he had to pay the bill for them. Maybe that's what they thought that they would do, so they punished you first before you could actually say that about them. I don't know. A lot of the time women shame men by calling us cheap and poor. Imagine someone calling them the same and how insecure it might make them feel. Also, a man that acts nice and polite is a low-value man in their eyes. The only guys that can get away with being nice guys these days are those that are so good-looking that women are smitten with them and disregard the guy's behavior based on his appearance. Good-looking guys, even when they do nice things for women, are the only ones that might make them feel like they don't owe them something. But generally, women hate being in the social debt of other women or men. I'm sure that many guys out there have had girlfriends that would buy them an ugly pink shirt with polka dots on it, so they believe that they're now in their debt forever. If you don't wear it, then she shames you. If you do wear it, then the woman that actually bought it for you no longer finds you attractive. It's a no-win scenario. What I would do if that happened to me is get a super hot woman to pose in that shirt for a photo, and then send it to my girlfriend and say, "I found someone that the shirt you gave me fits perfectly." That would piss her off into no end, and would probably mean that your girlfriend would feel insecure thinking about you sleeping with that other girl, and her putting it on the next morning. But ironically, all the crazy things running through her head would probably turn her on and make her want to hump your boner. That shirt would probably have been bought with your money, yet you would still be in her debt. How nice. Women use being nice as a manipulation tool so that when you're nice to them, they see most men having the exact same motivation. They don't seem to understand that men and women are different. There was a woman that dressed up and passed for a man for a year and a half. And she said that when she was nice to women, she would go out on dates with, the women were absolutely disgusted by it. But even though she was a woman, she still believed that that's what women wanted. I think women have a blind spot when it comes to men's good deeds. Then, as you mentioned before, you believe it has to do with getting sex, or getting favors that we might want to cash out later, the way that a woman might. As for your girlfriend offering to pay some random stranger's movie ticket with your money, you responded in the right way. She was shit-testing you and you passed. You stood up to her and embarrassed her in front of another woman and put her in her place. I'm sure you guys had great sex that night, and she made the condom snap off like a Thanos snap. That situation is why I say that women are natural communists. They're good at spending other people's money to create a fair world, or so it seems. Sure, it's a good intention to cover someone's movie ticket when they lost theirs, but next time that same woman might actually be trying to go to the theater without buying a ticket, because she's waiting for some simp to be generous to her. If you paid for that woman's so-called lost movie ticket, you would have created moral hazard, and potentially made your girlfriend lose respect for you. That woman also should have been careful to not lose her ticket. Who loses a movie ticket? By telling that woman your girlfriend's intentions, you put her into the position where if she wanted to be generous, she would have to be generous with her own money and not yours. If she didn't pay for the movie ticket at that point, she would have appeared to be the bad guy in front of that woman. She was trying to manipulate you, and as far as I can tell, it's more than fair what she did to her. After all, you were being nothing if not honest in a very sneaky way. You could appear naive to your girlfriend and like you were sharing too much information with the other woman. You could have been playing stupid instead of sneaky from your girlfriend's point of view and keeping her guessing as to your true intentions. The thing I hate the most is when a woman is nice on your behalf. Say your mother buys your brother or sister a gift and says, it's from you, even though you agreed with your sibling that you guys wouldn't exchange gifts. And then if you tell your sibling you didn't buy that for them, then you look like an ass. But ironically, then you're on the hook for buying gifts for that sibling in the future. And they're on the hook for buying them for you too. I've had this happen to me and it's a disgusting form of manipulation. But you could use a technique like that in your favor. For example, say you want to piss off your girlfriend, tell one of her friends or family members to buy her a gift, and then watch as she didn't expect it and is on the hook for reciprocating with the gift of her own. Then when she tries using your money to pay for it, you tell her no. There's also one-upmanship when it comes to gifts. I would buy a woman a gift that was more expensive than the one she bought me. Then the next time she would buy a more expensive gift. And then the next time after that, I would do so. And it would just escalate again and again. Eventually, the gifts kept getting bigger and more expensive. Not because they were thoughtful, but because she wanted to not be in my debt. Don't be nice or generous to women and your life will be a lot better off. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Teven for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your girlfriend probably smashed you all night long when you put her in her place. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDown.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that believe that men are motivated by the same things as women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.